It's time to hit the streets, socialize, eat some crackers and cheese, drink wine out of little plastic cups, and stock up on artful holiday gifts. For this month's preview, let's imagine you begin at COPA, near the Federal Building. Jim Fowler will be showing a dozen acrylic landscape paintings.
I just appreciate people coming to take a look. It's kind of a solitary activity with a little feedback from other people, so this is kind of my chance to have people see the work and talk to them about it.
From COPA, an art walker could mosey here to K2 to see board paintings and fabric panels from the Zimbabwe Artists Project, then over to the Jack to see Avery Skaggs' show of ceramics, calligraphy prints, and acrylic paintings. As you near downtown, stop in to hear music from Terry Tibbett and Bob Bloom at Coho's. Once you're in the city, check in at Elise Tomlinson's Suite 5 studio on Seward Street. Tomlinson often uses her own photography as a subject for her oil paintings.
Some of them are straight landscapes and others have women figures sort of incorporated into them, or local plant life, flowers, that kind of thing. The pieces I'll be showing for Gallery Walk are a whole bunch of older work and then newer pieces that I've just done this month that are small traditional landscapes, but they're all kind of in my style, which is real bright, colorful, stylized outlines, that kind of thing.
From there, you could head up to the Canvases show of acrylic works by Reach Artists, or up to the City Museum to see Constance Baltuck's show of acrylic, nature-inspired abstracts, or maybe down to Front Street to see Pat Race's show Whalemont at Alaska Robotics, or over to Janae at the Sea Alaska Building to see Wayne Price and Donald Gregory, who will be carving on-site, or over to Annie Kales for Karen Beeson and M.K. McNaughton's show. On a Juno afternoon this week, McNaughton said her show is all about color.
I like to paint in oil on canvas, so I started collecting images and painting in the fall when it was raining, gray. Mm-hmm. and I've always loved the Juno fall because the orange is so brilliant.
Mm-hmm.
And I run a lot on the Dan Muller Trail and up above the Crow Hill condos. Mm. And the meadow there, it would be the grayest day, and I'd get up there and it was orange, burning orange. So I kind of had a little love affair with the orange muskeg this fall. I call this my orange muskeg series. there's several.
After any Kales, you can head over to Trickster Company, where Rico Wuerl will show new skis featuring his form line design work. Or back to Hearthside, where Peter Metcalf and Kathy Ruddy will be signing their new book, A Dangerous Idea, about the Alaska Native Brotherhood and the struggle for Indigenous rights. Then over to Kindred Post for the interactive photo booth and music by Acapella, or the Juno Artist Gallery, or up to Vanity, or, well, again, there are too many to mention. Please use our online, mobile-friendly art guide to navigate the rest of your walk. For K2, I'm Scott Burton.